Street with Family Ambassadors International. Hallelujah! Are you happy to be a member of this commission? Are you happy to be a member of this tribe, of this family? Wonderful people of God, give a glorious hallelujah to your Father in Jesus' name. We are so joyful because we are the winning team. Hallelujah! Still with the winning team, do you know that? Praise the Lord. Let's just bow our head and thank God for being here. Father, we are grateful for your presence, Lord. It's a joy for me to fellowship with you this hour. Lord, we pray that you speak to us, O God, through your word. Open our understanding to understand the truth, O God, that will make us free and bless our life in Jesus Christ's mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm going to speak over. And I want to share with you a short message. Your passion for the vision will get you God's provision. Hallelujah. Your passion for the vision will get you God's provision. Hallelujah. I want you to understand what passion means. Passion means a strong desire to fulfill a mission. When you have a passion, you have a strong desire to accomplish a purpose, a mission. That strong desire to do that is a passion. Praise God. And when the passion is strong, you fulfill that mission. And you can't have a mission without conceiving through a vision. Any mission you see a person is trying to fulfill, it originated from a vision. Praise God. So, there are visions that you get, and there are visions that God gives you. We're going to see some small scriptures on that. Let's see from our father Abraham, when God called him. From Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 to 6. Genesis 15, 1 to 6. Are they projecting it on the board? Somebody in the media house? Nobody's there, okay. Someone will read it. Genesis 15.
Genesis chapter 15.
Yeah.
I will read from verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram.
Fear not,
Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed. And lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thy heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them.
Amen.
And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord. And he counted it to him for righteousness.
Let's understand. You see, after these things, then the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in what? In what? A vision. It came to Abraham in a vision. And when that came to Abraham in a vision, God was speaking to Abraham, and Abraham was responding to him through that vision. And in the process of time, God has to bring Abraham to say, Now, these things I want giving you, I want to give you, have a vision of it. Look at the star. And when Abraham is seeing the star, he's having an understanding of what God is telling him. Praise God. He's having an understanding of what God is telling him. So Abraham catched the vision of the star that these are my children. And Abraham believed that vision, and God said, Yes, I will accomplish your purpose. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So God do give people vision. God cannot just bless you without starting with a vision. Because the vision is for you to conceive something. When you have a vision, you have conceived. The moment Abraham had that vision, Abraham had conceived children. And whatever is conceived and believed can be achieved. And that's why I say, Abraham, believe. And God said, yes, for this one you see my righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Even when God wants to reveal the earth to Abraham, God has to make him to vision something. In Genesis chapter 13. But you see a vision of a man. Let's see a vision of a man, how a man can give himself a vision, and how God will give a man a vision. In Genesis chapter 13, from verse 10. Verse 10. He was talking about Lot.
Genesis chapter 13.
Verse 10.
From verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan.
Let me just stop there. Let me say something. Vision. Vision is what you see with your eyes. The eye of a man is an object of vision. It's an object through you see. Anything you see is visual. Amen. So you can't have vision without seeing. Either you see with your physical eye or you see your spiritual eye. Amen. When you are seeing something, you are doing, you are visualizing something. Praise God. So Lot now is having his own vision.
Mm-hmm.
Continue. Start it again.
And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan.
And beheld all the plains of Jordan.
That it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lord choosing all the plain of Jordan, and Lord journeyed east.
Good. And you see, God, Lord sees his own vision. You see that this one is good, and Lord choose that one and go that side. Verse 14 and 15.
Verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham.
And the Lord said unto Abraham.
After that Lord was separated from him.
After that Lord has separated from Abraham.
Lift up thy eyes.
Lift up your eyes now.
And look from the place where thou art northward.
And look from the place where thou art northward.
And southward.
And southward.
And eastward.
And eastward.
And westward.
And westward.
For all the land which thou seest.
For all the land which thou seest.
To thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever.
To thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Now, what is God trying to tell Abraham now? Is Abraham to have what? A vision. Amen? A vision of the whole earth. God, that is why God revealed the earth to Abraham and to his seed forever. That's why we as children of Abraham, we have been, the earth has been given to us. So the children of Abraham are the ones to control planet earth. Praise God. So before God wants to give Abraham the earth, he made Abraham to have it a vision. God wants to give Abraham something, but he makes it start into a vision. Praise God. Amen. Now let's go a little bit in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11.
Jeremiah chapter 1,
verse 11.
Verse 11.
Mm.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
What seest thou?
God is asking Jeremiah, what are you seeing? What is your vision?
Mm-hmm. And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it.
When you see the Lord's vision clearly, that is when God will hasten to perform that which he has shown you. But if you don't see the vision which God is showing you, God has nothing to perform in your life. So if you see the vision and you are passionate with it, that is where you will see God's provision. Provision is provided for vision. If you don't have any vision, there is no provision for God for that. For any, God does not waste resources. When God gives you a vision, he provides for you to fulfill that vision. He provides resources for you to fulfill that vision. Amen.
Amen.
And you can see, God might not give everybody a vision. Everybody a vision. He gave Abraham a vision. Did he give Lot a vision? No. He gave Abraham a vision. Isaac and Jacob followed that vision. They were blessed through that vision. The children of Israel are blessed through that vision which God gave Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
Now, in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18.
Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision.
Where there is no vision.
The people perish.
The people perish. Where is the place? Isn't it? Where is the place? The people is not a person, it's a group of people. If he did not say he that had no vision, he did not say the person perish. No, where? If this commission had no vision from God, you people here, you are perishing. But if this commission have a vision from God, then know that vision, be passionate for that vision, and when you partner with that vision, you will get God's provision. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
So if you are here, you need to know the vision of this commission, which God has given the set man in the house. And when you are passionate to fulfill that vision, then you will be getting provision to fulfill the vision. Amen. If you are missing that, you are missing out. That's to say, the people perish. People in this commission are not permitted to perish.
Amen.
They are not permitted to perish.
Amen.
They are not permitted to go to hell.
Amen.
They are not permitted to remain poor. They are not permitted to remain broken. If they happen to be that, it is because they choose to be so, or because they are ignorant of where they are. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have to know the vision. People come to church. Many of you have not known the vision of this commission. Some people come say, but ask you what the vision of this mission. You might not know. People come say because they want to receive healings. Do you know that?
Yes, sir.
People think that the vision of this ministry is to give healings. People think that the vision of this ministry is to prophesy. People come here for that. People come here to the vision of this ministry, oh, let me get a job. People come here for the vision of this ministry, let me just get a child. That is not the vision of this commission. Those are just the blessings God is adding to this commission because they are fulfilling the vision of God in this place.
Yes, 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 yes.
It is an added benefit because a set man in the house is fulfilling the vision and the ministry is out fulfilling the purpose of that vision, and God is adding those ones as a blessing. So you are coming because you are seeing those blessings of breakthrough, miracle, testimonies are happening bountifully here and there. Why? Because there is a vision fulfilled in this place. And if you are party to that vision, you will be receiving provision. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you have to know the vision of this commission. In the welfare, in the camp, all the camp, we have that division statement there. It is in the camp pamphlet. You should be taking this camp pamphlet and look at it. I will just go with a summary of it a little bit. One, the main thing there is say, we are kingdom believers to help us, whose core purpose is to love Jesus. That love Jesus is the first and the greatest commandment in the world. In Matthew chapter 22, from verse 23, you see it there. Hello. 22:37. The first law of the commandment of
Matthew
22:37. Yes.
And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love,
if you look from the verse,
Lord thy God,
mm-hmm, with all
with
thy
all
heart,
thy heart, mm-hmm, and with all thy soul and with all thy mind.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first and great commandment.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is like unto it.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Continue.
Of these two commandments hang all the law
and the prophets. Hallelujah. There's a blessing attached to that. There's a blessing attached to that first and great commandment. I do not want to take many scriptures to be teaching this one. If you go to Proverbs chapter 8, love the Lord thy God. If you love the Lord thy God with all your heart, there's a blessing for it. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17, then verse 21. If you want to take the one you read at home, you can take 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17.
Yes.
I love them that love me.
That's God speaking.
And those that seek me early shall find me.
Yes. 21.
One says,
mm-hmm,
that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance,
mm-hmm,
and I will fill their treasures.
And I will do what? Fill their treasures. That's their bank account. That's why the resources of this commission is not running out. How is this place feeding people every day? It's giving people food every day, at least a square meal. If they tell you how much you are spending here daily, and it's not a place that you take offering off from. How are they doing it? How are they doing it? You marvel. I love them that love me. If you kill to that first commandment, I love them. If you are coming here because you love God, you are putting your own into division. That's one thing. And division goes further. And when you do that, you see that that blessing now will be a portion. Amen.
Amen.
That's where provision will be coming for you. Now, the next one of this commission is about welfare, which we talk about Matthew chapter 1, 20, 25, from verse 34 to 37.
Matthew.
And with that one, you realize that you can't go to hell. Mm-hmm.
Matthew 21.
25.
25.
Yes. 34. Start from 34 to 37.
34. Mm. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand,
mm-hmm.
Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
For I was an hungry, and you gave me meat.
Mm-hmm.
I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink.
Mm-hmm.
I was a stranger, and you took me in.
Mm-hmm.
Naked, and you clothed me.
Mm-hmm.
I was sick, and you visited me.
Mm-hmm.
I was in prison, and you came unto me.
Mm.
Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, where saw we thee an hungry, and feed thee, or thirsty, and gave you drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick?
Amen. Just end there because of time. I will just, you see, that is the only thing just got to say. Now enter into the kingdom of my Father. In Calypso, there's a song that says, whatever you do in the midst of my brother, that you do unto me. You know, that song that was saying, now enter into the kingdom of my Father. That is the only thing you can do to guarantee your entry into the kingdom. Because Jesus Christ says, not all that say, Lord, Lord. He said, I was saying that day, did I not preach in your name? Did I not cast out demons? Those are not guaranteed to enter the kingdom. So with this vision of this commission, if you sow into it, you are guaranteed to make heaven as a child of God. You can be a child of God by doing the wrong thing, you find out you walk out of iniquity. And if you are in debt with love of God, you will see the hand of God. And I want to still show you concerning this welfare matter in Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah 58. Start reading for me from verse 6 to 11, if possible.
Isaiah 58 from verse 6.
Mm.
Is not this the fast I have chosen?
Is not this the fast I have chosen?
To loose the bands of wickedness?
To loose the bands of wickedness.
To undo the heavy bodies?
Mm-hmm.
And to let the oppressed go free?
To let the oppressed go free.
And that you break every yoke?
Mm-hmm.
Is it not to give thy bread to the hungry? And that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house?
Deal thy bread to the hungry. Bring the poor that are cast out into their house.
Mm-hmm. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him,
mm-hmm.
and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and
is
thy health.
Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health
shall spring forth speedily.
Your health. The said man in the house said, I cannot be sick.
Mm.
You don't know why he said, I cannot be sick. Because when he's engaging in a thing like this, why will his head not be springing forth speedily?
Uh-huh.
I'll just give you some tip of some secret that is getting it, but you might not understand. Praise the Lord. We cannot be sick, truly, we are not sick. But man, if you, people are staying with us, they don't see us taking drugs. This year is going out, I'm telling you, have you seen Panadol? That's it, they are there. Sometimes we might be talking this thing, you think that is a joke. People are staying with us in the house, they have seen it. My sister now is down with us, he's practicing it. He's going about 3 years now. She too is not taking drugs. She's not sick. We are not broken. We have tapped the grace from our Father and we are like him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Continue.
And thy righteousness shall go before thee.
Your righteousness shall go before you.
The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward.
The glory of the Lord shall be your reward. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, if you see the vision of this commission is solid, it's in a hard core in the heart of God. It stands on the first and great commandment. And it stands on what will take you to the kingdom. And with that carry a lot of blessings. And when you are passionate with it, and you are fulfilling that vision of this commission, you will be seeing that you will be getting supernatural provision. You will be getting it. It's not a matter of questions. Here somebody says, pastor says, you see, Behind my giving life, there's a love life. It means it's balanced. You might be hearing giving, 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 but you want to give, but you don't have love. You are missing somewhere. We first of all, we put the love for God, the love for your brother, then we enter into the giving. When you balance this as the vision of this commission, and you are passionate with it, you'll be seeing that you'll be getting supernatural provision without stress. There are some secrets of the kingdom. These are secret mysteries of the kingdom. It's not by fasting and praying. It's not by breaking our heads. We are living in this Nigeria. I feel for people who have not got Jesus. People are living out of Christ. Because it's not easy to live in this country. Yeah, pastor said, if you go from hell from this nation, you have been in hell twice. Yes. It's true. But this thing is going on. It's not touching us. I used to tell my brother, this thing is not touching us. Why? Because we are in Christ. Our provision is being taken care of. We are not lack. There's no day we don't eat. We eat when we want. Praise God. If I come here, the kind of meal I will see that will be dishing out from the kitchen there, good rice. Now that rice is there, they eat good rice. Good. I said, wow, people are enjoying here. Even Peter that came here to paint was shouting. Hello? Peter was shouting. Should I transfer and come and stay here? No, oh, but I'm here for prayers. You're here to paint. Praise God. He feel like let him forget his painting and claim that he has prayer to come and pray. And come and remain here and be eating rice. That's error. Praise God. Come here for the vision of the commission and be party to eat. Praise God. But I'm happy because some of you are catching it. Because some people have decided to be partner with the welfare. And some people have decided that, they want to partner with welfare. They were telling me some have given 5,000. I will pay 5,000 every month. I will pay this every month. John told me that about 20 people have decided to take back welfare form. To be partner with the welfare. People, you go far. You know, before it was only Pastor Duno that I was passionate and I was doing it alone and I was getting all the blessings. I would say, no, sir, you are cheating us. Hey. You are cheating us. We too will be party of it. Congregation, don't you want to be party of it? Yes. Don't you want to be party of it? He himself was doing welfare alone. He himself was feeding the people alone. He himself is clothing the people alone. He's giving welfare teach alone. And he's getting all the blessings. They'll pay his flight from year 20, from that to 2023, they'll pay his flights. They're building near house in Lekki. A car is coming from America. A car you have never seen. It's in the poor. A man is never lacking money. God is refilling his bank. Can't you see? And in that scripture, say, when you call God, we say, yeah, I am. Yeah, you want to pray, God has already answered. Why? Catch something. We should not be lacking behind. Praise the Lord. I'm seeing many of you are catching this vision. I'm seeing many of you will run with a passion for this vision. And you become trying provision supernatural. People will say, oh, what happened with you? Praise the Lord. I'm seeing many people coming. In short, giants are coming out of this commission. Same way Ambassador's family is wonderful family of God. It's a family that will glorify God. I'm telling you, you know people are the ones to glorify Jesus on some planet Earth. I can still show you because just guys prophesied in the book of John chapter 30 verse 32. I said, and straightway shall glorify me. You are the one to glorify Jesus. Jesus will be proud of you. I have people who stand by my word. I have people who fulfill my word. I have people who have clothed the naked. I have people who have fed the hungry. I have people who have visited the sick. Wholeheartedly and joyfully. Praise the Lord. Master Jesus is Lord in this commission. Thank you, Jesus. We are glorious people of God. Because you will do it joyfully. Bible says God love a cheerful giver. Amen. As you are giving it joyfully, you will receive bountifully. In Jesus' name. Amen. My message is short and simple. Pastor, come and give it to you. Amen.
Hallelujah. You can sit up.